Okay, Daf Chaf Beis here in Masechet Shabbos. On the very bottom, Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis. Amar Rav Kahana taught. Arash Rav Nassim Bar Min Yumi taught. Nishmed Rabbi Tanchum in the name of Rabbi Tanchum. Ner Shal Chanukah. If you put your Chanukah candle, Sheinicha Lamalam Yesrim Amo Psula. If you put the Chanukah candle above 20 Amos, it's Pasul. Why? Because people don't look there. That reminds us of what we have in regards to sukkah, in regards to the korah, the beam, to permit the carrying in a mavui. That which is above 20 amos, that which is above 30 feet, people don't normally look at. And therefore, ner shel Chanukah, the Chanukah candle, shenich lamalam yasrim amos, if you put it above 20 amos, psula, it is pasul. Kesukko kemavui, just like a sukkah above 20 amos, the schach is pasul. And a mavui that has a korah above 20 amos, that korah does not permit you to carry in the mavui. The same is true, a Chanukah candle above 20 amos, since lo shalta ba'ena. People are not typically looking at that which is above 20 amos. It's not fulfilling its job of pirsume nisa, publicizing the miracle. And therefore, it's not going to fulfill the mitzvah of Chanukah. All right, we're on the second line in Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. I'm of Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana said further, Darash Rav Nassim Bar Min Yumi Mishmei de Rav Tanchum. Rav Nassim Bar Min Yumi said in the name of Rabbi Tanchum. My dechtiv, what's the meaning of the verse? V'habor reik ein bo mayim. It's just another lesson of this Amora. Why does the verse say that the pit that they threw Yosef into, the pit was empty, it didn't have water in it? That's redundant. If it's empty, of course it doesn't have water. Once it says in the pit was empty, don't I know that there was no water in it? What does it mean that there was no water in it? There was no water in it. But there were snakes and scorpions in it. Rabba said, in regards to the Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah is to place it down in the tefach next to the doorway. Where in the doorway are you placing the Chanukah candle? Rav Acha bar Rava Amar Miyamin, Rav Acha, the son of Rava, said you put it on the right, because all mitzvahs you do with the right. The right is the symbol of chesed. However, Rav Shmuel Medifti Amar Mismol, Rav Shmuel Medifti said you put it on the left. V'hilchasa Mismol, the halach is you put the Chanukah candle on the left. Kedei shetei ner Chanukah Mismol, so that the Chanukah candle will be on the left. U'mezuzah Miyamin, and the mezuzah on the right. And as a person walks into the house, he is surrounded with mitzvos. On his right, there's a mezuzah. On the left, Chanukah candle. So now we're going to go into another topic. It takes us back to an earlier topic. We saw earlier, Asr l'ishtamesh la'ora. There's a whole question. Can you use the Chanukah candles? Can you not use the Chanukah candles? So now we're going to see a different definition of what Asr l'ishtamesh la'ora might mean. This is the way the Baal HaMor explains this Gemara. Earlier when the Gemara discussed the question of Asr l'ishtamesh la'ora, that was saying that since the Chanukah candles have a holiness, they're like the menorah, so it's almost like me'ilah, it's almost like stealing from Hekdesh to use the Chanukah candles for a secular purpose. Here we're going to introduce a different idea. Maybe it's not an issue of stealing from Hekdesh. Maybe you shouldn't be using the Chanukah candles because that would be disrespecting a mitzvah item. A mitzvah item should be used for the mitzvah. It shouldn't be used for anything else. I'm Rav Yudah Meravasi. Rav Yudah sending Meravasi. Asr lahartzo smos kineged ner Chanukah. You're not allowed to count your coins to the light of the Chanukah candle. Kamita kamei Shmuel. When I said this in front of Shmuel, Amrli, he said to me, v'chiner kedusha yeshba. Does the Chanukah candle have any holiness? Therefore, he was saying that you would be allowed to count the your money to the light of the Chanukah candles. Maskeflor, so we have an argument here. Again, according to Rav Yehuda, in the name of Rav Asi, in the name of Rav, you're not allowed to count money to the light of the Chanukah candles, whereas Shmuel's holds you could. Maskeflor, Rav Yosef challenged this. What do you mean, Shmuel, that you can count money to the light of the Chanukah candle? Because you're saying the Chanukah candle doesn't have holiness. V'chidam kedusha yeshbo? Is there any holiness to the blood of a bird once you shecht it? There's no holiness, but nevertheless, you have to treat it with respect. The pasuk says, he'll spill the blood, then he's to cover the blood. The linkage between covering and spilling teaches you, you the same way when you spilled the blood. You did it with a knife, So too, when you cover the blood, you have to use a shovel or a hand, but you shouldn't use your foot to kick the dirt over the blood to do the mitzvah of kisi adam. Why? Because then, if you would use your foot to kick dirt over the blood, that's disrespecting a mitzvah. That's bizui mitzvah. That's creating disrespect to the mitzvah. So you see that even though there's no holiness to the blood, there's still a concept of bizui mitzvah. You shouldn't disrespect the mitzvah. So if you have a concept of not disrespecting a mitzvah, the same should apply to Hanukkah candles. You shouldn't be counting your money to the Hanukkah candles, even if there's no holiness to the Hanukkah candles. But if you were to be counting your money, you'd be doing bizui mitzvah, disrespecting a mitzvah. Hachanami. So here too, even though Shmuel, I agree with you, there is no holiness to the Hanukkah candles. Shaloye mitzvah bizui yosalav. Just so that you not disrespect mitzvos, you shouldn't be counting coins to the Hanukkah candles. So again, we've introduced a new concept. Even if you hold that there's no holiness to the Hanukkah candles, nevertheless, Rav holds you shouldn't be counting coins to the light of the Hanukkah candles because that would be bizui mitzvah, disrespect to the mitzvah. Shmuel initially said you could count coins to the light of the Hanukkah candles, and Rav Yosef challenged it because Rav Yosef said you have to show respect to mitzvos. Bo mi name Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. They once asked a question of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, similar issue. Ma'alus tapik minoy sukkah kol shiva. We know we have a law that you're supposed to decorate the sukkah. Sukkah is a time, Chag HaAsif, when you're celebrating the harvest. How do you decorate the sukkah? You decorate the sukkah with grapes, with pomegranates, with fruits. So are you allowed to take some of those fruits down and eat them on sukkahs? Could you take fruits that were hung as noy sukkah and eat them during sukkahs? So during the 7 days of sukkahs, can you take some of the noy sukkah? Amar Lesi said, Hare Amru, didn't our sages say, you're not allowed to count your coins to the light of the Hanukkah candle. Why? Because it's bizui mitzvah. It's disrespecting the mitzvah. So if it's disrespecting the mitzvah to count your coins to the light of the Hanukkah candle, it would also be disrespecting a mitzvah to take an item which is there to decorate the sukkah, noy sukkah, and to just eat it. I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, I don't understand this. Mare Davram, God of Abraham. Tali Tanya B'delo Tanya. You're saying that you can't use the noy mitzvah, the noy sukkah, because that's part of decorating the mitzvah, just as you can't use the Hanukkah light. What's the comparison? Sukkah, Tanya, sukkah, there's a brisa about this. Hanukkah, lo Tanya. In regards to Hanukkah, there we don't have a brisa. To Tanya, as we went in a brisa, schacha kil chasa, right? This is not a moraim, these are tanaim. We went in a brisa. If you cover the sukkah the right way, vitrin, you decorated the sukkah, bikramim uvizdinim tsuyarim, with all sorts of decorated sheets, vitalaban, you hung on the sukkah as decoration, egozim, walnuts, afarsakim, peaches, shkedim, almonds, verimonim, and pomegranates, uparchili anavim, and clusters of grapes, vataro shel shibalim, and stalks of wonderful things, yenos and wines and shmanim and olives, olive oil, slatos and fine flour. Asalistabik, man, you can't take some of that noy sukkah down and enjoy it. Ad matzoi yom tov achon shel chag, until matzoi shmini atzeres. V'misnalim, but if you made a condition when you put it on that he's planning to take them off, then akolafit, no, everything is according to his condition. So you see that sukkah is a brisa. So don't tell me, no, you can't enjoy the nice sukkah during sukkahs because that's bizui mitzvah. That's disrespecting a mitzvah item from the fact that you can't use the light of Hanukkah candles. The source is actually sukkah before you have Hanukkah. Hanukkah is Amoraim talking about it. Sukkah, the Tanaim already mentioned this idea. The Gemara says, El Amar Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said, no, it's even before sukkah. Avuon de kuludam. The source is the pasuk in regards to covering the blood. The pasuk said about covering the blood, don't use your foot, don't kick the dirt over the blood. So that's the source that you have to show respect to a mitzvah item. And from there we learn to sukkah, that the nice sukkah also you have to show respect, and you can't use it during sukkahs. And from there we learn to Hanukkah, that you can't use the Hanukkah candles to count your money. Again, we're talking about this topic, the topic of bizui mitzvah. When you have an item which is used for a mitzvah, can you use it for some other purpose or not? Or maybe that's disrespecting the mitzvah item. Itmar, we learned, Rav Amar Rav said, Yeah, don't use the light of the candles to count your money, because that's disrespecting a mitzvah item. The candles are a mitzvah item, so don't be using them for something else. The guy's got 5 coins in his pocket. He doesn't know how many he has. He takes them out. He wants to look at the candles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Can't do that. That's disrespecting the mitzvah item. So now another form of this discussion about disrespecting a mitzvah item. Itmar, we learned. Rav Amar, ein madlikim miner l'ner. Rav says, when you have Hanukkah candles, you can't light the second candle from the first candle. Shmuel Amar madlikin. Shmuel said, you could light from one candle to the next. So again, seemingly the same argument. Because we said earlier about counting coins. In other words, do we say, show the mitzvah item respect, don't count coins, don't use it even to light another candle? Or maybe that is not so disrespectful and you could light one candle to the next. So a similar halacha, Rav Amar Eimatir and Tzitzis Mibeged Lebeged. Rav says you don't untie the tzitzis from one garment and tie it onto another garment. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel said, no, Matir and Mibeged Lebeged, you can untie the tzitzis from one garment and put it onto another. Rav Amar, Rav said, ein halacha k'Rabbi Shimon b'Greira. Rav said, halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon in regards to Shabbos. We're going to see soon that in regards to Shabbos, when you're trying to move a piece of furniture from one corner to the next, so that's your goal. You're dragging it across the field because you want to move it from one place to the next. You're not trying to make a hole in the ground. When you're dragging it, a hole gets made. So that's called a davar sheino miskaven. You're not trying to do it, but it's going to happen, or it's likely to happen. So Shmuel said, Rabbi Shimon holds that it's permitted, and Rav held halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon, it's not allowed. And Shmuel Amar Shmuel disagreed. He said halacha Rabbi Shimon begreir, halacha is like Rabbi Shimon about dragging utensils across a field on Shabbos. Since you're not trying to make a hole, you're allowed to drag the utensil across the field. So Amar Abaya said, Kamil demar of it kirav. Generally, our master of Yosef and Rabba, they would follow Rav. The Var Mehani class, but the exception was these three areas. David Kishmuel, here he paskin like Shmuel. So Rav Bar Nachmeni paskin like Shmuel in regards to these three issues. Madlikim in Erlener, he would light one Hanukkah candle from another. Matir Mibeged Lebeged, he would take the tzitzis off of one four-cornered garment and put it onto another. And Halacha Rabbi Shimon Begreira, he would paskin Halacha like Rabbi Shimon. He would allow someone to drag a utensil across a field on Shabbos. The Tanya is we went in a Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, Gorer Adam Mita Kise Vesafsal, a person's allowed to drag a chair, a bench, across a field. Ubulvad, as long as Shlo Yiskavin Lasos Charitz, as long as he has no intention to make a ditch, even though it does make a ditch, it's not a problem. Yasav Ahum Rabbanan, Kamed Rav Adar Bar Ahava. There was a rabbi sitting in front of Rav Adar Bar Ahava, Yasav Akam, and he was sitting and saying, Taima de Rav, the reasoning of Rav is Mishum Bizui Mitzvah. Reasoning of Rav is because of disrespecting the mitzvah. That's why Rav said you don't light from candle to candle. In other words, that the way the case was that they were lighting a twig from one candle and then lighting the other candle. So that's disrespecting the mitzvah, even though you're lighting the twig for the sake of lighting another candle. But this, it's not, the twig itself is not the mitzvah, so that's disrespecting the mitzvah, using the mitzvah flame for something which isn't the mitzvah. Amalahu, so he said to them, lo tzitule, don't listen to him. Taimi de Rav, the reasoning of Rav is mishum de kamakchish mitzvah. Not that you're lighting one candle through a twig, lighting a twig from a candle, then lighting the next candle, but rather the issue is that you have a candle burning and you're lighting the second candle from the first candle, so it looks like you're weakening the first candle. So, my benayu, what's the difference between the two opinions? Ika benayu de kamadik mishraga l'shraga, if you directly light one candle from another. Madam mishum bizui mitzvah, if you say that the one who said you shouldn't light from candle to candle was saying, don't light through a twig because it's disrespecting the mitzvah, then mishraga l'shraga madlik, he would allow you to light directly one candle from the other. But madam mishum akhushe mitzvah, but the one who said that the issue is don't weaken the flame, then mishraga rishraga nami aser, he would say that even from candle to candle, you're not allowed to do it. So Maser Ravaya challenges from another source. We learned in a Braisa, we know there's something called Maser Sheni, that during certain years of the Shemitah cycle, 10% of the produce is to be brought up and eaten in Yerushalayim, or it can be redeemed. You can take the holiness off of the 10% and put it onto coins. So So Rav Avaya asked the question. We learned Sela Shel Meiser. Now turning to Chafez Mebez. Sela Shel Meiser Sheni. Let's say somebody took his Meiser Sheni and he redeemed it on a big coin, a Sela coin. So now this coin has the holiness of Meiser Sheni. Ein Shoklin Kenegdo Din Rezav. You can't use this coin as a weight to see if your other gold coins are full size. Even if you want to weigh those other coins to know if you can use them for the redemption of Meiser Sheni, you can't do it. You can't use the Meiser Sheni coin as a weight. Now, if you say that when do Rav and Shmuel argue, that's in regards to lighting directly from one candle to the next, but if they're lighting a twig, and then the twig is lighting the second candle, then Shmuel says that that's not allowed. Even Shmuel says it's not allowed. Then hello tevi to yufta. Then this is not a problem because it's fine. This is also where right now you're using your Meiser Sheni coin to evaluate a secular coin. So even if you want to use that secular coin also for the mitzvah of Meiser Sheni, but right now this would be disrespectful. Ella, but if you're going to tell me bekinsa nami shari, when Shmuel allows you to light from candle to candle, that means you can even light from candle to candle through a twig. So now, what's Havitzi Yufta? If you can light from candle to candle through a twig, why can't you use your Meiser Sheni coin to evaluate the coins, whether they're full size? You should be able to use the Meiser Sheni coin to evaluate whether the coins are full size, because if the coins are full size, you'll then be able to use them for Meiser Sheni. So it would be no different than lighting a twig that you then use to light another candle. Rabba said, no, with coins there's a reason why it's different. Because there there's a decree, Shemali Chavim Mishkalosav. Maybe you're not going to like the weights. Maybe you'll find that the Meiser Sheni coin is smaller than the other coin. The other coin is bigger. And then you'll decide, I don't want to use the other coin for Meiser Sheni. It's bigger than a regular Sela. I want to use it for secular purposes. And then it'll turn out that you use the Meiser Sheni coin just for a secular purpose without ultimately using the secular item for a mitzvah, and therefore it wouldn't be allowed. Masav Rav Sheshes challenged from another source. We learned in regards to the menorah. The pasuk says, Michutz laparochas ha'edus ya'aroch, outside of the paron, you should arrange the lights of the menorah. So the classical question, v'chila ora hu tzarech, does God need the light of the menorah? Halo kol arbaim shana shalchu b'nei yisrael b'midbar. Don't think about it. For the 40 years that the Jews were in the desert, lo halchu elo l'ora, we traveled to God's light. Ella, rather, edus hi l'boi olam. This is a testimony to the people of the world. Shashchina shor b'yisrael, that God's divine presence is resting amongst the Jews. My edus, what's the testimony? I'm a rav. Rav explained. Zuner ma'aravi, this is a reference to the Western candle. Shanosim b'shem k'minis chavroseh, he puts in enough oil like the rest of its friends. We met on Yamadlik, and nevertheless he would light from it, and he would keep burning after everybody else. Uvaya Messiah, when he would clean off all the flames, he would clean off that one last. Now, when we talk about a menorah, each flame is in an established spot. So lo sagid lo mishka v'dluki. Nevertheless, you have to, right, and you're lighting from the Ner Ma'aravi. So how do you light from the Ner Ma'aravi? You have to obviously take a twig, light the twig, and then light the other candles. So you see, it's okay to take a twig and light from candle to candle. So kasha ben l'manor mishambizu mitzvah. That's certainly a problem according to the opinion that says that Rav was not allowing you to take a twig to light from candle to candle because that's disrespectful. Uvein l'manor mishambizu mitzvah. Certainly according to the opinion that says that Rav wouldn't even allow you to light directly from one candle to the next. So certainly he wouldn't allow you to light through a twig, and here they're lighting through a twig. So Tirgumar Rav Papa said b'psilos arukos. They had very, very long wicks, so they didn't have to use a twig in order to be able to light one candle from the Ner Ma'aravi. So, but still, Amadar Mishma Klushi Mitzvah, the one who said that you can't light from candle to candle directly because you're weakening the flame. So what's he going to do with this? In the menorah, they would light directly from the Ner Ma'aravi. They weren't worried about weakening the flames. So Kasha, that's a question. In other words, the menorah is different. There's a pasuk that tells you to do it this way. So that's different, and it's not really such a question. All right, let's get to the bottom line halacha. May havi halacha. What is the halacha in regards to the issue of lighting a menorah candle from another menorah candle? Rav Huna, Brei of Yeshua, Rav Huna, the son of Yeshua, said, Chazina, we have to take a look. Iad lakos a mitzvah, if the core mitzvah of the menorah is to light the menorah, Then madlik miner liner, you can light from candle to candle because you're using the other candle to do the mitzvah of lighting. However, if the mitzvah of menorah is not of ner chanukah, is not to light, but to put it down after you lit it, then you can't light from one candle to the next. The Yibayli, this had been a question. Adlakos mitzvah, is the core mitzvah the lighting, or anachos mitzvah, or is the mitzvah putting the candle down? Tashma, come in here, approved. Amar Rava, Rava said, Hayotafus ner chanukah v'omed. Let's say a person lights a candle as a chanukah candle while he's standing, and he's still standing with it. He hasn't done the mitzvah. That seems to prove that the mitzvah is to put the candle down. So Gemara says, no. Really, the mitzvah might be to light it. But if you lit it while you're standing and you're still holding it, and everyone who sees him says, oh, he's just carrying this candle around because he needs the candle. So if people just think he's carrying it around, that's not pirsumei nisa. If it's not publicizing the miracle, you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Chanukah with it. Tashma coming here, proof to Amar Rav. Rav said, if he lit it inside, and then he carries it out, he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah. Now, if you're going to tell me adlakos, the mitzvah, the core mitzvah is the lighting, then maybe adlak, you need to light in the place where it's the right spot, namely outside by the door. That's why he did nothing if he lit it and he walked out. Eliam, if you're going to tell me anachos, the mitzvah, that the core mitzvah is to put it down, why didn't he do anything? Says the Gemara, Samnami, there too, Haroa, who Omer, the person who sees him, thinks, Litzarchu Adlaka, he just lit it for himself. Tashma, coming here, proof, Amr Bishumalevi said, Ashashis, Shahais, now starting tomorrow's daf, Ashashis, when you have a big glass bowl, Shahais, Dulekas Volechas Kaleom Kulo, if it was burning all day, Lamotsoi Shabbos, after Shabbos, Machaba, he puts it out, Umadlik, and he relights it as Chanukah candles. If you're going to tell me that the mitzvah is just the lighting, that's fine. You put it out, then you relight it, and you did the mitzvah. But if the mitzvah is to put it in its place, so then you just put it out and relight it. It should be machaba, he puts it out. Umagbi, he should pick it up. Umanichan, put it down. And then umadlika miboy, then he should light it. Oh, and furthermore, me to come of Archinan, since we know that the language of the blessing is, that God has made us holy and commanded us to light the Chanukah candles. Shema mina adlakos mitzvah. That's a proof that the mitzvah is just the lighting. Shema mina. So that is in fact the final proof. V'hash to the amr to adlakos mitzvah. So now that we've established that the mitzvah is to light the Chanukah candles, hidlikah cheir shot v'katan loas of lo klum. If a child or a minor lights it, he didn't do anything. Isha vade madlika. A woman though could light the Chanukah candle. Because Rebbe Shulam Levi taught, Nashim Chayavos Bener Chanukah, women are obligated in the mitzvah of Chanukah candles. Sh'af Hein Hayabos Sanes, because they were in the miracle the same way the men were. They were in danger and they were saved, just as the men were in danger and the men were saved, and therefore the women can light the Chanukah candles. It is time bound, but since it's a rabbinic enactment because of being saved from danger, and they were in the same danger as the men, therefore women can light Chanukah candles. Everyone have an amazing week. Shavua Tov. Take care. Thank you.